Dr. Sophie Scott and colleagues carried out brain scans on a group of Chinese and English speakers. They found that the left side of the brain becomes active when English speakers hear English. They expected similar findings when they carried out scans on Chinese speakers. However, they found that both their left and right side of the brain became active when they hear Chinese. People who speak different sorts of languages use their brains to understand speech in different ways, said Dr. Scott. It changed some long-held theories. Chinese is a very difficult language to learn. Unlike English, speakers use intonation to distinguish from completely different meanings of particular words. For instance, the word ma can mean mother, scold, horse, or hemp, depending on how it is said. The researchers believe that this need to interpret intonation is why Chinese speakers need to use both sides of their brain. The right side of the brain is normally associated with being able to process music or tones. We think that Chinese speakers interpret intonation in the right side of the brain to give the correct meaning to the spoken words, said Dr. Scott. It seems that the structure of the language you learn as a child affects how the structure of your brain develops to understand speech. Native English speakers, for example, find it extremely difficult to learn Chinese. Dr. Scott said the findings could help scientists to understand how the brain learns language. It could be particularly useful in trying to understand how it relearns language after a stroke. She suggested it could also lead to new drugs to help people who have lost their language skills.
Questions. Number one. What did researchers hope to find when they scanned the brains of Chinese speakers? Number two. What makes Chinese difficult to learn? Number three. Which of the following is true according to Dr. Scott? Number four. Who can benefit from the findings? Number five. What is the passage mainly about?